Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
The daily five-question trivia game, you versus Katie in a battle of the brains. To find out the answer to the question,
Are You Smarter Than Katie?
And David is playing from Sacramento this morning. Good morning, David.
Morning, fellas.
Katie has been out sick, so we figured today, on Aaron Samuels Day, October 3rd, we would kickstart back up. Are You Smarter Than Katie? Gavin is out, so intern Kevin is sitting in this morning. Good morning, intern Kevin.
Hey, guys!
He's going to be one of our official judges today. David, you work for the Department of Fish and Wildlife, is that correct?
That is correct.
So, do you monitor the fish that come in, the amount of game that people hunt? Like, what's the scope of what you do?
I work in the mailroom.
Oh, okay. Oh.
We could have just said mailroom, I suppose. I don't even have to go through all that.
All right, David, yeah, you just have to get more questions right than Katie, and you'll win today. The jackpot sits at $140. You get more questions right than you, and then you will win. But if you tie, Katie gets the win. Are you ready?
Sounds good.
All right. Katie is out of the room. She cannot hear these questions. Question number one. Ariana Grande and Pentatonix are going to star in an upcoming NBC production of Wicked. It's going to air later this month, ahead of Halloween. Wicked is an alternate telling of which classic novel?
Wizard of Oz.
Question number two. Who was John F. Kennedy's vice president from 1961 to 1963, who became president when John F. Kennedy was assassinated?
Lyndon B. Johnson?
Oh.
Question number three. Lots of talk about Supreme Court justices over the last week as we await the confirmation of the final Supreme Court justice, which could be as soon as this week. The United States Supreme Court consists of how many justices total?
Five.
Question number four. On this day in 1950, the comic strip Peanuts first appeared in newspapers. Charlie Brown's catchphrase is what?
3 seconds.
Oh, brother.
And question number five. Amazon announced they plan to raise their minimum wage to $15 per hour. Richest man in the world and Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos says he hopes Amazon competitors and large employers will join in. If you get paid $15 an hour, how much would you make if you worked 12 hours?
$180.
Katie!
Good job.
Katie!
Kevin's filling in for Gavin today. You got the yell down. Katie, this is David from Sacramento.
Hi, David from Sacramento.
You're going to lose to
Good
David.
Morning.
Oh, I get what's happening.
What? Oh, I'm supposed to be biased?
No, you're being Gavin.
Yes.
Okay, I thought you were just screaming in my ears for the fun of it.
Was that true?
You're just playing the part.
No, why would I do that?
You're just playing the part.
Katie, you're playing for your 116th win today. The jackpot sits at $140. If you want to get a behind the scenes of Are You Smarter Than Katie, we're doing it right now on our Instagram Live at End1065. Katie, are you ready to go?
I am ready.
Are you feeling better?
I am certainly feeling a lot better.
Okay, good.
Still not great.
Great. All right, here we go. Question number one. Ariana Grande and Pentatonix are going to star in an upcoming NBC production of Wicked. It will air later this month ahead of Halloween. Wicked is an alternate telling of which classic novel?
The Wizard of Oz.
That is correct. Question number two. Who was John F. Kennedy's vice president from 1961 to 1963, who became president when John F. Kennedy was assassinated?
Lyndon B. Johnson.
That is correct.
Wow, you're on a roll.
LBJ, baby.
Question number three. Lots of talk about Supreme Court justices over the last week as we await the confirmation of the final Supreme Court justice, which could be as soon as this week. The United States Supreme Court consists of how many justices total?
Ooh.
3 seconds.
Seven?
Two?
No. What is it?
It's nine. Question number four. On this day in 1950, the comic strip Peanuts first appeared in newspapers. Charlie Brown's catchphrase is what?
Good grief.
Correct.
We should say that more often.
And question number five. Amazon announced they plan to raise their minimum wage to $15 per hour. Richest man in the world and Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos says he hopes Amazon competitors and large employers will join in. If you get paid $15 an hour, how much would you make if you worked 12 hours?
Oh, my God. Okay, hold on.
Three seconds.
Okay.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25.
Stop. I don't feel like that was enough time.
Well, need an answer.
Okay. $560.
Wow. You're making a lot if you have $560.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. $180 is the correct answer.
Simple multiplication.
Wow.
Okay, you never hurt Gavin.
I hurt him emotionally.
I can't. Sticks and stones break my bones.
All right.
Words can only hurt me.
Please ignore me.
Okay.
There's a cough button.
I have pneumonia.
All right. So today's final score, David 3, Katie 3. It's a tie.
Dirty win.
It can't be a dirty win.
You just coughed all over your microphone.
We'll add $120 to the jackpot for tomorrow. We'll play for $160. Her record stands at 116 wins and 22 losses. David, I am sorry. Even though she was sick, she put up a good fight today. So go ahead and tell everybody what we already know.
No worries. Today, Katie got a dirty win.
Oh, wow!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.